Well, you have been very, very busy. The last time you were here, we talked about the fact that one of the things that you were most interested in was doing the audit of DMV, and now you have the results out. And I guess the one portion of it that made the headlines more than anything else was your recommendation that DMV become a standalone agency.
Yeah, and that's an important point. And you know, I campaigned on the idea that the state auditor's office could be transformed into an office that actually affects everyday North Carolinians. And the DMV is an agency, maybe the most forward-facing agency in all of state government. And it certainly affects everyone 15 years old or older, because you got to go there to get your learner's permit, and then you have your driver's license or your identification. So it really gave us the opportunity to show North Carolinians how effective the auditor's office could be. So with our audit, and this is the first part, and there'll be more parts to this audit as we move forward, we focused on the IT, the technology, and what I believe is what affects most people and what they were looking forward to was operationally the getting your license and these long lines that are caused at the DMV. And, you know, look, our team did a really strong analysis of the data. They also fanned out across the state and interviewed license examiners who were on the front line, who had a lot to say about how they think DMV could be more effective to serve customers. We really thought that was an important part of the audit, to actually interview and talk to the folks that, you know, do it every day for a living. And our team was very strong in their recommendation that the DMV needs to be separated from the Department of Transportation in order to be more nimble, more effective, more resilient, and able to serve customers better. You know, the DOT has got their hands full with laying asphalt, pouring concrete, and building bridges. And the DMV itself is an administrative function. And, Tony, they don't get any state appropriations. All of the dollars that run the DMV are captured through fees that the public pays for various services through the DMV. And on behalf of the state, the DMV collects north of $2.2 billion, and that's billion with a B. It costs, even with license and theft, which was their law enforcement division being pulled out and given to the Highway Patrol, costs approximately $210 million or so to run the Division of Motor Vehicles. Well, business people would call that a 10Xer, right? And so they certainly can produce revenue. And quite frankly, if they added additional license examiners, got more efficient, they could also increase revenue, right? And so our team really felt that based on the data, based on the interviews, based on what we saw across the entire state of North Carolina, that the people would be better served if DMV was a standalone agency.
And if it were a standalone agency, would it be run by a secretary who was a cabinet level appointee?
I think that would be appropriate. Again, our recommendation is that it be a standalone agency. My view from a policy standpoint would be that it would you'd have a commissioner or a secretary, and that commissioner or secretary answer directly to the governor, or answer directly to. I personally think we would answer directly to the governor, because I do think that agency, Tony, is so important to just everyday North Carolinians. And it has been such a pain and a really pain point for working parents trying to get their kids appointments and having to drive halfway across the state to get their kids a learner's permit, taking multiple days off work when you can't get an appointment and you stand in line and they don't get to you, having to take your kids out of school. And you know, look, I'm a parent too. No special favors to the state auditor. Last week, I drove to Winston-Salem for my 15-year-old to get his learner's permit. And I'll say that the crew there, the team at the DMV and the in Winston-Salem in Forsyth County, they were very helpful. We were able to get in. We had that appointment. Got it about 4 months ahead of time. But it's put my 15-year-old behind because it took so long to get right. that appointment. But we did get in and get out in a reasonable amount of time. I think there's a lot of folks, look, and I've said this over and over again, if you think that the license examiners on the front line don't want you to get your license in a quick way, you're wrong. They want to serve you. They just need the proper resources and direction and mission-driven leadership to get the job done.
And they need more colleagues too, right?
They do need more colleagues, but there's the secondary issue of the fact that the DMV, at the time of our audit just a month or so ago, had 159 open positions. And, you know, I walked into office, and I know that the state auditor's office is different from the DMV. I get that. But we had 40 openings in the state auditor's office, and today we have four. From the original tranche of 160 positions, the legislature 3 weeks ago gave us an additional 45 positions. And we retooled an administrative position in our office to hire a full-time recruiter. So we're out beating the bushes. I'm speaking to college campuses, recruiting young people to come in.
I was going to ask, is it a recruiting problem?
I think it's a recruiting issue. I think we've got it, and we recommended this in our audit. We've got to look at the pay of licensed examiners. We need to make that the job, right, that people should want if they want to serve the people of North Carolina. That's a really good opportunity. But we got to pay folks to do the work. But when you have 159 openings, it's a systematic issue that needs to be addressed ASAP.